W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Fire crews near Philadelphia are still searching for two children swept away by flash floods. Upper Makefield Fire Chief Tim Brewer tells us two adults with them have been found.
We have found the second adult female, approximately 100 yards from where we found the first one. Regretfully, they are deceased. We continue to look for the two children. We are not going to give up.
A total of five people have now died in that area. Another died in floodwaters in Vermont. And the region is still bracing for even more rain. Meantime, severe weather has also grounded thousands of flights today. Odyssey reporter Holly Hares at JFK in New York.
At Kennedy, Jerry Albino is trying to get to Boston on JetBlue.
My next flight is 11 o'clock tonight. And I can't check in. Nowhere to sit long. Nothing to eat.
One passenger says it's a bit frustrating, but also understandable.
It's out of my control, out of everybody's control.
Flights here have been canceled to places like Florida, Michigan, and Texas, and a couple of flights have massive delays of more than 10 hours.
The manhunt for a mass shooter who killed four people in Georgia is over. Henry County Sheriff Reginald Scandred tells us the shooter was killed in a gunfight with law enforcement.
Citizens of Hampton, the county of Henry, metro Atlanta area, the entire state of Georgia can breathe a little easy tonight. The suspect is off the street. We have a couple of officers that are injured.
The sheriff says they are conscious, though, and expected to be okay. President Biden is now urging NATO allies to stand together against Russia as it continues its deadly attacks on Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was on Face the Nation.
We said at NATO, very simply, Ukraine's future is in NATO. We meant it. That's not up for negotiation. That's something that now all 31 allies have committed to.
And he says the U.S. will continue sending Ukraine aid. Also on the program today, Expedia chairman Barry Diller, who talked about the SAG strike in Hollywood. One of their demands is to rein in artificial intelligence, but Diller thinks AI will actually help the industry.
I don't think you're going to replace writers. Yes, you can ingest all this stuff and spit out something that sounds like Shakespeare, but guess what? It is not original Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. And writers will get assisted, not replaced.
Analysts say Hollywood could lose billions during this strike. But theaters aren't doing too bad. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 was number one at the box office this weekend, making a franchise best $80 million in just 5 days. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise clear skies. Lows level off around 51, winds out of the west 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows level off around 50. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
You ask how much I need you. Must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need rain. You ask how long I'll love you. Till the 12th of never, I'll still be loving.
Thank you very much, Johnny Mathis, for introducing our topic today. Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, the show where we never say never. Mr. Mathis told us that he'd be in love till the 12th of never, and I believe him. Never is a very long time, and we've got tons of songs here to show that, well, people really enjoy singing about a really long time. So you've joined me, haven't you? And we shall continue to face the music. Here's Fleetwood Mac from their mega-selling album Rumours with Never Going Back Again.
She broke down and let me in. Made me see where I've been. Been down one time, been down
its color's richness won't appear within your view. I'll never glow the way that you glow. Your presence dominates the judgments made on you. But as the scenery grows, I see in different lights. The shades and shadows undulate in my perception. My feelings swell and stretch, I see from greater heights. I understand what I am still too proud to mention. My feelings swell and stretch out.
And that was David Bowie with Never Let Me Down from the album of the same name from 1987. I do have a quick note on that, however. It was considered probably one of the weakest albums he ever created, mostly because of the production. Now, in 2018, which was 2 years after Bowie had passed, the person who had originally remixed it redid the album completely using the original vocals that Bowie had recorded and doing new instrumentation, and that song you just heard was from that. And I gotta say, it sounds way, way better. And by the way, for you Bowie purists out there, this is something that Bowie had wanted to do for a very long time. He just never got to it before he passed away. And before that, we had Fiona Apple with Never Is a Promise from her hit debut title. Stay tuned to Seth Faces the Music. We are going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, it's time to check in with one of the kings of soft rock from his massive debut album in 1980. Stay tuned, everyone, to find out who it is here on WFHR.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
from the acclaimed film soundtrack of The Last Waltz. That was Bob Dylan singing with the band. On his composition, I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Have Met. And before that, we started off this set with Christopher Cross and Never Be the Same, like the third or fourth single off of that record. Man, that was a big hit. I was surprised when I was putting the show together, the number of songs that talk about people who are never going to get married, which I thought was, wow, that's an interesting topic to pick for your song. But here's three examples right in a row. We're going to kick it off with a collaboration between two jazz greats. Here's Nancy Wilson and Cannonball Adderley with Never Will I Marry.
Will I marry, born to wander till I'm dead? No burdens to bear, no conscience nor care, no memories to mourn, no turning, for I was born to wander. Solitary, wide my world, narrow my bed, never, never.
But it's only brought me pain. For the only man I ever loved has gone on the morning train. I never will marry. I'll be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life. Well, the train pulled out, the whistle blew, with a long and a long days of my life.
change in the clouds, Jesus. There's many a change in a young man's heart, but never a change in mine. I never will marry. I'll be no man's wife. I expect to live single all the days of my life.
I'm writing this to say in a gentle way. As I will undoubtedly die
was Morrissey very sadly telling us that he will never marry from his record Bona Drag. And before that, we had a country standard going all the way back to the Carter family. This version was Linda Ronstadt with Dolly Parton, I Never Will Marry. We once again are heading to a break, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, a couple of lovely ladies, sisters, who had a mid-career changeover. Now, they weren't necessarily all that thrilled about it, but you cannot argue with their success. It's coming up next here on WFHR.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
See me cry, not even when you
you're glancing by. For I won't weaken when we're speaking. Oh no, you'll never, never know. You'll know the years to me that I was before. You'll see.
One of the great early rock and roll bands, that was The Platters with You'll Never, Never Know. And before that, we opened this set with Heart and Never, one of their big hits from 1985. It's true, the Wilson sisters were not all that keen on the music they recorded for that record, but the people sure seemed to like it. You may have noticed that I do not play many Beatle records on this show. There's a reason for that. The Beatles are so ubiquitous in music that I like to pick and choose which ones I do. Well, this next one from possibly their greatest album, possibly one of the greatest things they ever recorded. I'm talking about Revolver and the final track on the second side. Here's Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah. my cool. I know it shows. I'm staring at my feet. My cheeks are turning red. I'm searching for the words inside my head. I'm feeling nervous, trying to be so perfect. 'Cause I know you're worth it. You're worth it, yeah.
Baby! I love you.
Take Me to Church, Aretha. That was I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You, Aretha Franklin, when they finally unleashed her soul down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And before that, we had Avril Lavigne. I don't think I've ever played her before. In Things I'll Never Say from her big hit, Let Go. I can't believe that's been over 20 years since that was released. Yikes. That's going to wrap up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music. Don't go anywhere. After this quick break, we'll be back with some more fun songs about never. Never go away, everyone. I hope you don't.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just got to hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.